It's time for high school football on WKHM. Our live coverage of Jackson area football is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the elusive professor, has rejoined the broadcast booth tonight as we've taken a road trip out here to Dearborn, Michigan. Divine Child, the opponent tonight for the Lumen Christi Titans. Brian, back from the hiatus, how's it feel to be out here in the elements tonight?
I was just going to say, I would feel a little better with a nice little spot tucked away in the press box, but we're battling wind and rain and who knows what else.
Yeah, we're knocking on some wood that rain is just a threat and not ever a reality tonight, because we're unprotected from what Mother Nature might bring us. It is breezy. You'll hear that in the microphones. We are tonight on 970 AM and WKHM.com. The 101.5 signal down, but hopefully everybody's aware to come and find us on their AM radio dial, and of course streaming online around the world at WKHM.com. So if you didn't make the trip, and so far the stands look emptier than you might expect for a Lumen Christi road tilt, but it's a bunch of people preparing for the K105.3 Fall Fest tomorrow, so they're probably getting to bed early. They want to get, you know, make sure they have some kind of a plan so that when they do wake up and it's time to eat, they're ready for chili.
Well, I'll tell you what's not empty, Steve, is the Dearborn side. We had a packed house over here on the home side where we're standing, and this is always everybody's Super Bowl, right? When you get Lumen coming to your place, you're ready, and talking to the coaching staff, you know, they even use the word that it's a privilege and an honor to play a team with such a good program. And so,
Wow. So
you know, this is the one that people have circled.
No doubt about it. And I don't think it's homecoming, but it has a homecoming feel. The student section all out in pink tonight. And so, yeah, we got a pretty full stands here. It's not as though there aren't any Lumen fans, and I'll wave to them across the way. And we're ready for a good game tonight. And I think that's what we're in for. Both teams 3-1 coming into the game. Lumen Christi had they dropped one on the road at Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, 28-24 loss for the Titans. Not unfamiliar for them to maybe get a loss against some of the competition they played during the year, but that's all learning experience. And I think Coach Brogan has, over the course of his career, figured out how to turn a team around from that and use that as a way to make the team better. Because what they're really thinking about is, let's get through this regular season, let's win a league title, and then maybe we go to Ford Field again. So that's always got to be part of their goals at the beginning of the year. And it's been a few years since they didn't have that as a realistic goal. Cadell Williams returned last week in the 42-13 win that they had against U of D Jesuit. So a nice win for the Titans on the road, get them to 1-0 in the conference. And we know how deep they are at running back, but how Cadell Williams is special.
Yeah, he's a special talent in high school, and I'm sure he's going to go on and have a collegiate career as well. But you are right, Lumen Christi is not weaponless if he has to sit out a few plays.
Yeah, without a doubt. We really got to see that depth against Toronto St. Michael, well, I did. But they went very deep into the roster, and they really do have, they have four or five guys maybe that can tote the rock and still get you first downs and move the chains for the Lumen Christi offense. Meanwhile, this Divine Child team, not sure what to expect from them. Week one, they came over to our area of the state, and we're over there on Deering Road taking on those Parma Western Panthers, and they took a beating over there. It was a 36-14 win for the Panthers, but since then Divine Child's 3-0 and playing really well, and those aren't pushovers. They beat Detroit Country Day last week 23-6.
Yeah, and I think Divine Child's getting a lot better as the season goes. For one thing, freshman quarterback Steven, we know your first game as a freshman, and Western's a good ball club, so Uh-oh, we're getting mama here. but, yeah, you know, there's always that learning curve, and you get to settle in, and, hey, we're five games in now. Let's see what he has.
Yeah, geez, I guess the freshman quarterback is the second most nervous person in the stadium.
Yeah.
His mom's got to be number one.
I should interview mom here and get her.
She's busy. She's on a mission.
Signing autographs.
We appreciate her coming by. Well, hey, let's take a three-minute commercial break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get closer to game time. The Lumen Christi Titans, the Divine Child Falcons here on WKHM on the road and online at WKHM.com.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter in the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, Lumen Christi Titans and Divine Child Falcons tonight in Dearborn. And it's a little breezy, but overall it's a pretty good night for football. Not as warm as we've had up to this point this year, and I think the rain's going to hold off, so I think we're just going to have... it's going to make it maybe a little tough on if you need to throw a lot, but the ground game for the Titans in this condition, maybe that bellwether back, that Cadell Williams can have a few more carries because he's not facing the heat and humidity that they've had so far this season.
Yeah, and you do wonder how the wind will affect a game, but I more kind of wonder how it's going to affect you and your broadcast because I see you shed a layer. So I guess it's not that chilly, right?
Right. At some point, though, I do feel like it'll have to be reapplied. So far, so good, but we'll see. If you think of... these Falcons, think of the Atlanta Falcons. That's kind of the colors. That's kind of the logo if you're trying to envision the game. Now, they're in the same league now, Lumen Christi changing leagues. And so in these last 2 years, Lumen Christi is, well, they beat them last year. That was a 35-7 win for the Titans. And then, not the year before that, but the year before that, 2 years ago they played, and that was a Lumen Christi win. But they played a couple times in 1990 and 1991, and Divine Child won both of those games. So they're 2-2 coming into this tilt. So it's a rubber match of sorts, although it's several decades apart. But I think interesting to see these two programs together. I am interested to see if Divine Child can hang around for a little while and make this a tough one, or if Lumen can kind of impose their will and control this game as they usually do, run this clock down, get out of here with a W, and not have to stay too late in Dearborn.
Yeah, if there's one thing we've learned, you know, these games usually work out where possessions are long and few.
Yeah.
Because of the way the clock is run, and people that have the ball also want to control clock as well. So, you know, those are usually clock-controlling games, although this Divine Child team does like to spread it out, but it's kind of more spread it out to run. So we are going to see some totes of the ball, but more like in a different type of offense than the Lumen offense that we'll see.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a popular kind of a spread, maybe a double wing. And you do a lot of misdirection. You throw it when you want to, you know, to keep the defense honest. But that can be an effective offense. We've seen that be kind of in vogue more recently, to have that kind of a formation. So, Lumen Christi, Dearborn, Divine Child, and we're just getting set. And the really nice field out here with the turf. And we got the red end zones. Divine Child in the black jerseys with the red trim and the white numbers. And Titans will be out here soon. They're still in the locker room. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be ready for kickoff. It's the Titans and the Falcons here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
We'll be right back.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the Divine Child Marching Band finishes up the national anthem here. The Titans take to the field wearing their white jerseys, gold pants, gold helmets, and breaking the banner, as is the tradition. And coming out onto the field
here. Successfully making it through the banner, I might add.
Yeah.
You never want to see you never want to be on, you know, TikToker as the banner fail.
It's a shame to fail. I think it may be, yeah, it may be a Hulk Hogan scenario where that banner's pre-prepared so you never have a problem tearing it. There are still some Divine Child faithful moving in, Brian. We had seen the fans from, or the stands from when we first arrived filling in, and it's going to be capacity crowd here, standing room only. And it's a pink out. It's a breast cancer awareness night here at Divine Child High School.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Steve, one of Lumen Christie's, Jason Swihart, just passed away recently to cancer, and I just want to send out a very big condolences from us to the Swihart family and the Lumen Christie family, as that family's entrenched in the community, and just an awful thing to have to go through, and sorry to hear that. Everybody, you know, everybody knows somebody that's affected by this, so seeing these pink out games is very meaningful to many people.
Titans will return the kickoff here as they're out onto the field, deep to return for the Titans. Amarion Clay, who in the absence of Cadell Williams has really kind of solidified a spot for himself in the offense, has shown some speed. We really liked Amarion's hoop game. He's a clutch shooter out of that corner three-pointer specifically, but he's shown that he's quite a football player as well, back to return along with Josh Dumont. And he's shown his ability to tote the rock and take it the length of the field if necessary. So we'll see what happens here as the Divine Child Falcons get ready to kick off. And Eli Lewis will send it high in the air, and the football blown off the tee to show you what kind of a breeze we're dealing with here in the stadium. And I'm sure back in Jackson, similar conditions, kind of across the state, dealing with whatever our fallout from the hurricane is. So this time the football stays on. The kick is a liner. It's going to bounce at the 15 and then mishandled by Clay. He'll get it back at the 3, picks it up to run. He has to get past 3. Divine Child, guys, gets 2 of them out of the way. There's the third, still on his feet at the 10. I got to be honest, that's a fabulous effort by Clay, starting at a deficit for mishandling and a wobbly kick. But to pick it up and broke two, make it 3 tackles, spun away, and only gets to the 10, but he could have been back there at the 5.
So yeah.
That's 5 yards of cushion that he got.
And he got stuck pretty good by Giancarlo Vitti, and that's Vitti's name is one that you're going to hear. There's a pair of brothers and cousins, and got Vitti scattered throughout this program of ours.
So they will put it right there, 10-yard line, first and 10 for the Titans from the right hash, breaking the huddle. Coming out of the I formation, as is the common formation. They switch it up here and there. And right now, we'll see a shift on the line and go with a big set. Get it to the outside. Cadell Williams fakes it in, bounces outside. 20, down to the 25, and wrestled out of bounds there. Put it on the 25-yard line. Cadell Williams on first and 10, takes it for 15, and the Titans give themselves breathing room from that first and 10 on the 10 field position.
Steve, you mentioned I've been gone for a couple weeks due to other obligations, and Cadell Williams looks the same to me as that. It's like I never left.
Yeah, if anything else, a little faster.
If that's possible.
Yeah, right? Titans back out there, I form. One receiver split to the right is Cash Kalahar, and this time they go into the middle of the formation. cloud of dust out there on the turf field. Somehow they still made it dusty. Rayburg with the carry, and he's still going to get about three. Decent job by Divine Child there to shut that down with only 3 yards, second and seven for the Titans.
And that three-yard gain there is a testament both to the line and Rayburg, because that they met him at the line of scrimmage, but they managed to push them just enough to kind of keep that.
It's plays like that when you can really see the kind of push the line is getting. When they clash like that and you just see it move there, the Titans' direction. They give them to Cadell Williams. Through that first level of defense, gets to the linebackers, and he's hit and brought down. And it's right at the marker, and I think they're going to say short. They don't move the chains. So it'll be third down and about an inch. No, there they go. There's the signal for first down. So the Titans will move the chains again. So call it 6 yards for Cadell Williams.
That's Ethan Perkins on the tackle for Dearborn. 5'9" senior.
Kalahar to the left this time for Timmy Crowley. He's got three in the backfield. And Decker retreats. They give it up to Cadell Williams right behind where Decker went. Turns on the burners. He's got 10. He's got 15. Still on his feet. Past midfield. Down to the 44-yard line in Divine Child territory. Another nice gain for Cadell Williams.
Steve, it just amazes me every Lumen game we do. The other team comes in knowing what's going to happen. They know Lumen's going to establish the run. They know it's going to be a big dose of Cadell Williams, and people just can't stop it.
And on that play in particular, they kind of signaled where they were going. Decker moved out to that side. They went right behind him, and there's still nothing you can do. The Titans, I think in that game where you weren't there against St. Michael's from Canada, we gave the Player of the Game Award to the line. Those backs were untouched. It didn't matter who was carrying the ball. They were going a good 5 yards before anybody was getting to make contact with them. Here they go with that halfback dive play to Rayburg, and he's going to get two on the carry still. So they are doing a good job shutting down that fullback dive or trap play, but when they get outside of the tackles, that's where Divine Child's had a hard time.
And I say people know what's coming. You know, we see the Rayburg first down run up the middle. Kind of assume this one's going to be Cadell. But the Lumen Christi coaching staff does throw in some wrinkles every now and then just when you kind of start to fall asleep and think that's coming.
It's time. It's always timed so perfectly, it feels like. Saunders goes in motion across the formation. Crowley takes the snap, pitch to Cadell Williams to the left side. And he does take a lick there at the 40-yard line. He'll get about 2 yards on the carry, so it'll be third down and six here for Lumen. And we get a flag coming out, our first penalty of the game. And can't quite tell what's on that sideline. That could even late contact or something.
Yeah, I think we might have a hold against Lumen. I think Dearborn's kind of happy about whatever it's about to be called.
It looked like they pointed that way, the referee giving a signal over to Coach Brogan.
Oh, sportsmanlike.
So that won't just be a 10-yard hold. That'll be 15 yards.
And we didn't see any, from our vantage point, any extracurricular, but so that might lead me to believe there was a little chirping going on.
Yeah, in front of the Titans bench. Who knows who that came from? So they move it back to the Titans side of the 50-yard line at the 45. And lost a down two in the play, so it happened after the play, dead ball. Third and 21 now for Lumen. So a drive that was, they were marching. Head momentum, didn't seem like they would be stopped. They come up into third and 21. We'll see what they draw up here. We do get a couple of receivers this time for Crowley. Single back out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to look to throw. He's got one-on-one on the sideline. He goes up with a high floater and caught.
Oh.
Caught on the sideline. First down Titans. Just a jump ball. And it is Wes Learned who makes the catch at the Divine Child 28-yard line.
See, we talk about the windy conditions. Crowley just put it up there as a 50-50 ball, and Learned came down with
That really was just a kind of a fly route to the sideline. And one-on-one coverage. Crowley saw that. He let it loose, and Learned made the play. It really was a jump ball. Both the defender and the offensive player made a clean play after the ball. And Learn just came down with it and held on to it. No doubter over here on the sideline. First and 10 Titans from the 28.
Made me wonder if Gabe King was back and got taller.
Titans shift everything to the left, power left side out of the shotgun. They'll pitch it to Cadell right behind all those blockers. He spins through the line and spun down into the secondary. So he'll get about 7 on the first down. They're going to say about 6. Second down and 4 for the Titans on a nice job by Cadell Williams. And that looks like good contact and a good tackle on that play. And Cadell just able to spin away and still make it into a pretty good gain on first down.
Yeah, I think that play right there showed one reason why he's so special is he planted that foot and got upfield quickly. As soon as he planted, he was gone. That's quick move and elusive.
Second down and a long 4. They give it to Williams, and look at him power through and then turn on the jet. Still on his feet, dragging a player on his ankles. Inside the 5, they'll put it at about the 3.5. And it'll be first and goal for Lumen Christie from there. And that was, again, like you said, cut and just explosive. And Cadell Williams was into the secondary before you could blink and able to drag a guy. He has the speed and the power at the same time. And first and goal for the Titans.
Yeah, those two back-to-back runs can go nicely on your recruit tape. Your own right. Runs tape that you want to put out there.
8 minutes to play here, first quarter, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating, bringing the heat to high school football. IST over 80 years in Jackson County, thanks to their loyal employee family. Titans don't usually like to waste time down here. They like to just punch it in. They give it to Williams, and he does the job as Crowley takes a little hit there after the snap. But it's a touchdown, Titans, 6-0 Lumen on the road. First possession, able to overcome a 3rd and 21 to take it to the end zone and put the Titans up 6-0.
Yeah, you know, that's a play where often, too, we see Crowley fake that, maybe bootleg it out there. And again, when you're just such good running team, just opens up the playbook of what you can do because, boy, you got to be ready for Williams or Rayburg.
Always, yep. Get the Salazar extra point try.
Automatic.
A little penetration by the defense. Salazar kicks it and makes it, and it's 7-0 Lumen Christie. All of our touchdowns today brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off with the Titans leading 7-0 on WKHM.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 7:40 to play first quarter, 7-0 Titans, and Divine Child will get their first possession. A low liner here from Salazar, keeping it out of the wind. Mishandled at the 20. It's loose. Now the return guy picks it up, takes it to the middle of the field, and spins his way to about the 24, 25-ish yard line. And on the return for Divine Child was... Oh, man, I got a prediction. I'll tell you here in a second. That was Johnny Joganich on the return. I have a prediction, Brian, is that at some point during this game, I will lose hold of one of my papers and it will go flying and we'll never get it back.
And then you're just going to have to make up names.
And I'll handle that. Shotgun here for Divine Child. They do spread it out, 4 receivers, and they're doing what we see sometimes at schools is they'll get set up, the coach will read the D, and then send in the play. Looking to throw on first down, quick into the slot. Caught, and he's going to move the chains right there on first down. Nice pass and catch. The freshman left-hander gets the ball out to Giancarlo Vitti, and that's a first down on a 10-yard gain.
Yeah, that's freshman Drew Sheridan that threw it in there nicely, and you know my affinity for left-handers, too.
Something aesthetically pleasing about the lefty throwing motion.
Yeah. And that looked good.
And in that Falcons kind of logo and jersey, you start thinking Mike Vick.
Yeah.
We'll see if
he runs
the wheels
like that. I'm going to guess not.
All the receivers to the right here for Sheridan. Hands off to the left side, the short side of the field. He had a blocker behind him, but the Titans covered that up pretty well. I think he maybe got a yard. That's nothing more than that. And second down and 9 for the Falcons from their own 37-yard line, excuse me.
Yeah, both Rayburg and Andy Matthews in on the tackle for Lumen. Looked like they might even bring him down for a loss. He managed to get a yard out of that.
Yeah. He did get right behind that big blocker out there. They pull one of the guards out to the side. Empty backfield here. And that's kind of a wildcat. Sheridan comes across and fakes the handoff. Or that's Beatty. And who was back there taking the snap? Was is that Bryce Borges?
Yeah.
Was in the backfield to take the snap. So a little trickery here early. They get a yard on what ended up being an option play for a guy in the quarterback position. He gets a yard, third down and eight.
And Bryce is listed as a quarterback. And when you look down this program, kind of unusual. I see about five quarterbacks listed. So there we go. There's two of them so far.
Sheridan under center now backs it out. Kind of a tighter formation that they've used so far, but three guys to the left. He's going back to pass. Gets a little time. Now chased out of the pocket. Throws it to the sideline. Caught. He's going to be short of the first down marker, and they give him forward progress to the 45, so it's fourth and a yard. A lot of times you see teams go out and say, yeah, we can get a yard. I'd be tentative to go for it on fourth and one against the Titans here on this end of the field, because next thing you know, you're down 14-0.
Yeah, they might be kind of kicking with the wind, but Steve, against Lumen Christi, I think you just think, hey, we only get so many chances, and we talk about all the time, what do you gain in a high school punt frequently?
Yeah.
You know, you might gain 20 yards, but that Lumen offense, the way they move it, they got to go for it.
5 minutes to play first quarter, 7-0 Titans, fourth and one. They are out here with the offense, and they're going to keep it. They're going to move the chains there out to the 50-yard line. And that's another kind of a just keeper. Martello Beatty with the snap and carry. And first and 10 for the Falcons at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, that direct snap to Beatty with a fullback in front of him. This is a nice little play, nice formation.
And this is, like, it's, we talk about the Lumen Christi offense defensive line winning a lot of trench battles. This is a good-sized line for Dearborn. You can see some height and some bulk there. Athletic kids. There's a play fake in the backfield. Titans all over that one. They're going to lose yardage on this play. A little too long, too slow to develop as Borges took the snap and on the option. He didn't make the decision fast enough. Titans made it for him. They brought him down to the backfield.
Yeah, you know it. We know it because we've seen a lot of Lumen games. Dearborn will know it. You can't run slow developing plays usually against this Lumen squad.
And I want to say maybe Sean Walicki in the backfield there. It was either him or Paul Sattler. Those single-digit guys. Numbers look similar from up here where we're posted. Taking the snap on second and about 13. And Sheridan chased out of the pocket. Now trying to stay on his feet. He gets the throwaway to the sidelines. Picked off! And the Titans will take over. And that's one of those you maybe just need to swallow that and take the sack, because then you still get another play or two to make something happen. Instead, the Titans will take over on the interception. And they'll spot that at the 47-yard line in Falcon territory.
Yeah, that was sophomore Johnny Walters on that pick. And he could play for a couple more years, and I'm not sure he's ever going to have an easier pick than that one. Because that was just floating up to him. That's the only way where it may be too easy is the only reason you might drop that one.
Can of corn on that one.
But he doesn't have to tell anybody that didn't see that. He can say he laid out and dove for it or whatever. He doesn't have to say that floated right to him.
In the record books, it just says one INT. The story is his to tell.
That's right.
Unless they look up this recording, which you can find online at WKHM.com. On first down, they hand it to Cadell Williams. He's going to go for 4 yards and take it down to the 39-yard line. Second down and about six for the Titans.
I wonder how hard that is for the Lumen Christi staff to know what, just what a weapon Williams is, and why not just give it to him every play? You feel like that, like he can't be stopped.
3:20 to play first quarter. We mentioned, Brian, it could go by quickly. You get a couple Lumen Christi Titan possessions. They run the football. Not a lot of chances to stop the clock. So we're just minutes away from the end of the first quarter. Titans could be up by two come that time. And first quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating. And it is Crowley under center. Lone back is Cadell Williams. They give it to him right into the middle. Breaks off a tackle. Bounces off a linebacker. He's able to catch on and drag him down, but not before he'll get enough distance to move the chains at the 30-yard line, and it's Beatty making the tackle. One of the Beatties, Marcello.
You're pretty safe to say Beatty with the tackle. There's, like I say, three or four of them out there.
I say in there, those two both playing linebacker, I think, too, so there will be a lot of Beatty tackles.
And there's both single-digit numbers, and it is hard with the jerseys get scrunched up. It's hard to decipher what's an 8, what's a 9.
Yeah, 8, 9,
six.
And 6
yeah,
can all be
yeah,
the same yeah. every time pretty much. Titans at the line. Again, single-back formation, three receivers for Crowley. Play action, and he's going to run that bootleg. He's got a lot of green ahead in front of him. He's got the first down. He's got a path to the end zone. Can he get there? He paddles to the goal line. No signal. Short of the end zone. So he took that from the, they had it listed at the 39, 30, I thought it was about the 29, but that's a 28 and a half yard scamper there for Crowley. And he really did have a path. Great, he does a great ball fake, and he hides that on his hip. And by the time you realize he still has it, he's well past the line of scrimmage on his way to the end zone in that play. He's actually going to get spotted back at the 2. First to goal for the Titans with under 2 minutes to play in the first.
We know how fundamentally sound Crowley is. And you said it, the ball fakes of him and just the patience. You know, he didn't panic at all.
No.
Paused.
And the 2-yard touchdown for Cadell Williams felt academic at that point. It's 13-0 Titans here. And Salazar extra point attempt coming with a minute 40 to play in our industrial steel training first quarter. 80 years for IST, and already our second Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown. 13-0 Titans. Snap's good. Kick is up. And they say it's good. 30-second commercial break. Titans with a 14-0 lead. They'll be on defense when we come back on WKHM.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Salazar will kick it off here for Lumen Christie, Steve Boyle, the Professor Brian Haynes at Dearborn Divine Child High School. Titans up 14-0 with 1:40 to play in the first quarter for industrial steel treating. And quick turnover, and what looked like Divine Child might at least flip the field and make Lumen have to cover some area. Turnover got him back in on the Divine Child side of the field, and they didn't miss. They score here. We get a flag in on the kick return.
It was a good tackle by junior Jack Fitzpatrick.
Jack Fitzpatrick with the tackle for Lumen Christie.
I see the drone out here, Steve.
Oh, wow. Drone coverage. Hope they have a permit. This is going to go against Divine Child, it looks like, so they'll walk it back. Now we'll get the signal from the official.
We're not above turning you in without permits. We're rule followers.
Oh, yeah.
You and I.
There's a holding call on the return for Divine Child, so they'll start back quite a bit with a minute 35 to play in the first quarter, 14-0 Lumen Christie lead. Other game on the network today, Michigan Center at East Jackson tonight. Cardinals will be heavy favorites in that one, but it's a great rivalry, the Leone Lantern on the line tonight.
We'll keep you up to date, too, with a little baseball action as the Tigers and the Royals both trying to make the playoffs. With one win away or one Minnesota Twin loss away, yeah.
First and 10 from the 14-yard line, 13-yard line, and nowhere to go for Divine Child. Maybe lost a yard, second down, and we'll call it 10. Andy Matthews credit for the tackle.
Second time we've mentioned him.
I know there's a pretty good size Divine Child student section, but they're quiet so far. You know, trailing 14-0 early, but the one of the officials here from Divine Child said they're not nearly as raucous as the student section at Lumen. So,
yeah, kudos to the Lumen student section.
People notice when you're fired up. Pass play on second down. Going to the sideline, and it's the receiver was open on a little kind of a comeback route over by the flag, by the stick, but the pass was a little errant and incomplete, and so it'll be third down and 10 now from the Divine Child.
We talk about the rowdy student section at Lumen. That'd be fun to be a Lumen student section member. You know, you always have things to cheer of. You know, there are some jobs that are easy like that,
yeah.
Some jobs more difficult, like if you were Steve Boyle's caddy.
Yeah, no one.
That's not as easy as a job.
Matter of fact, I have a frequent golf partner of mine says all the time, that's why we carry our own bags. Nobody be willing to carry them for us. Third and long, back to throw. Sheridan gets it to the, really, kind of an out route to the, right at the original line of scrimmage. And an individual effort takes it out to the 19, but it'll be fourth down and six from there, and a punt coming up. Receiver on the play was Marcelo Vitti. Marcello, I think we're saying. Marcello Vitti.
And Marcello avoided the first Lumen tackler, but Josh Dumont was there to wrap him up. Well short of the first down.
About fourth down, and they give him about four, just 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. So, I don't know, I guess I maybe don't even kick this away. Let the quarter end. A pretty good punt, though. Fielded on the fly at the 50, mishandled, but he picks it back up to move to the 45. Still on the sideline, pushing through and inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. We do have a flag out down here, though. And 1.6 seconds here to go in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Bringing the heat to high school football this year. IST over 80 years in Jackson County, Johnny, thanks to their loyal employee family.
Johnny Joganic with the tackle for the Falcons.
And I think they're signaling the penalty is going to go against Lumen. And it's a block in the back from the Titans, so they'll move them back toward midfield. So we put it at the 48-yard line here for Lumen Christie. And with the clock stopped, they'll have time for one play before it's the end of the first quarter.
I'm going to go out on a limb saying we're going to see a Lumen ball carrier getting a turn and handed to him.
14-0 Titans here as the end of the first quarter nears. There's a handoff on first down, going to the left sideline, taking it out to the 41-yard line. Stop there. Rayburg on the carry, and we're out of time here for the first quarter. Titans lead at 14-0. 60-second commercial break, second quarter upcoming here on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, ready for the second quarter here. Titan football, they're going right to left on your radio dial. Second down and about 3 yards here for Lumen Christie. From the Divine Child, 41. Back to throw is Crowley. He's got an open man. It's Cash Kalahar. Caught at the 15, cuts it inside. brought down at about the 9-yard line, but there's a flag out. And you almost expect to see that be a hold, Brian.
Yeah, or some kind of maybe procedure or something, because it was thrown early.
Great route by Kalahar, and Crowley didn't miss him.
No, and that's two passes from Crowley, both spot on with the win.
Everybody walking it back here. And it will be a hold against the Titans. So big play undone. And Lumen Christi will now have second down and 12 from the 50-yard line here for Lumen Christi. Just underway here in the second quarter. Second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts. Joey Bedal's spot over there.
Big hitter with some big flavor. And if he doesn't use that as a, you know, his own advertising.
That should be the tagline. I'm gonna put in a call to his account representative, and we'll get him to start saying that. No, but they do have big-time, big city selection in the small-town location over there. Great selection at Prime Cuts, and good stuff for sure. Look, QB pitch out to Cadell Williams to the right on second and long. He's going to get a lot of that yardage back inside of the 45, down to about the 44. Into Divine Child territory.
That'll bring up third down for Lumen Christi.
Make a third and looks like about six here, Brian, from where I'm standing.
And up to this point, the only thing that has stopped the Lumen Christi offense is themselves. A couple of penalties that's got them go back, and that's it.
Third down and about six here. And at this part of the field, they got two tries to get there.
You would think so.
So, and based on the game so far, they're more than capable. They pitch it out to Williams, and it looks like we might get a procedure penalty, or could be offsides here, but let's wait and see. Flag comes out, play whistle dead. So it'll be third down and something here.
Well, Steve, I think, you know, Crowley's so good with that hard count. He's so good, I think he got his own guy that time. Saw what the right tackle kind of flinched.
So they'll move it back five, and it'll be third down and 11 now for the Titans. They have a 14-0 lead. We have 10:47 to play here in the first half, second quarter for Prime Cuts. Titans with a 3-yard and a 2-yard touchdown run for Cadell Williams. Number of lovely plays in between that. Right now it's penalties keeping them right in that midfield area on the 49-yard line, third down and 11 for Lumen Christi.
And Crowley's going to throw this one.
He's in the shotgun. Kalahar coming across the formation, taking off down the left sideline, and another issue. Do we get a timeout?
It'll be timeout, Lumen Christi.
Titans take the timeout. 10:20 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. 30-second commercial break. And we'll be back with this third down play on WKHM. 14-0 Lumen.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way.
Listening to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Still managing to clutch onto my roster and my other sheets here, Brian, but the wind's picking up a little bit here as the Titans look to make a big third down play. As you mentioned, the wind hasn't affected Crowley on the throws so far. He's in the shotgun now. They go Dumont out of the backfield, a little wheel route, maybe setting up a screen. Now Crowley chased out of the pocket. He's going to be brought down for a loss. That was a little slow to develop, and maybe Crowley was a little indecisive. And as he tried to retreat, he was brought down for a loss to make a 4th and 15 for Lumen, and the punt unit comes out.
Steve, we talked about just the eyeball test and some of that size. Well, there was some size there. Luke Jordan, 6'4", 250 senior. That's a big fella, and he
penetrated. Yeah. Yikes. Well, good job by Divine Child, too, to take advantage of a couple of Lumen Christi penalties and errors and to get off the field here, and they got a chance to get a possession and make this a one possession game. Salazar with a booing punt. Got a big boot into that. That popped off like a golf ball off of your driver face. He's back to the five and returns it. He's got to get past one guy. He won't. And great tackle on special teams to pull the ball carrier down inside of the five-yard line.
Wes Learned again.
He's making big plays today. Having a good game for Wes, a good game for Wes Learned.
Big play Wes is what a lot of people call him.
Starting
by a lot, I mean me.
Me, yeah.
And maybe you. It might catch on to you.
Yeah, oh, it's
one it, more.
It's, that's his name now. Big play Wes.
Do you got to make three before we call you that? He's made two.
That's two. We'll see if he gets a third.
Yeah, if he makes a third, we're calling him Big Play Wes.
First and 10 for Divine Child from their own 3-yard line. So you feel good about making Lumen punt, but you don't love having to run plays in this location against the Titans. They hand it off on first down, and there's a little more breathing room out to the 5-yard line for Divine Child. Hey, update from East Jackson, Michigan Center, leading 21-0.
And for you baseball fans, and I know there are plenty of Tiger fans listening, bottom of the fourth, 0-0, but Detroit has bases loaded with two outs. Royals Braves, also 0-0 in the first.
Shotgun here for Divine Child, for, second and 7 from their 6-yard line. 8:48 to play first half. Looks like maybe almost changing the play call here at the line. Back to pass now, taken off. And gets a yard or two. Sheridan all the way out to maybe the 10-yard line. It'll bring up third and about 4 yards for Divine Child. Sattler with a tackle. 8:24 to play in the clock, running our second quarter, brought to you by Primecuts.
And a junior, Paul Sattler, second time we've called him, making nice open field tackles.
Third down play here with Divine Child, spread out formation. Now looking for a little motion, I don't know. Under 8 minutes. And we'll get a timeout from the Divine Child sideline. A little uncertainty there in the play call. We'll take a timeout to 60-second commercial break here on WKHM. Third down when we come back.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Third down play, and they go with a sideline go route, and the pass just out in front of the receiver. He had enough space to make that catch and just incomplete. So Titans defense gets him off the field on fourth down, and we'll get our first punt here from Divine Child.
And that throw from the freshman looked pretty good into that wind. That was still a good spiral. In fact, let him too much. You'd think that might be a little short.
Yeah, threw it on a laser, too. Didn't have to float it. Maybe didn't want to get up here in this this breeze, which seems to be picking up. So punting out of the end zone, he gets a pretty good boot, but you can see the wind held it right up. Fielded by Dumont at the 20, and he lost it. And it looks like Divine Child's got it back, and they're signaling it is their ball. Tough catch to make, because that got up in the air, and that wind held it right up, Brian. And
it did.
Dumont did a good job to make a catch on it, but took a hit, dropped it, and Divine Child picks it up. First and 10, Falcons from the 32.
Steve, I was just about to give Dumont some kudos, too, because as that ball gets snapped, he knew what was going to happen with the wind, and he really came running in anticipating a short punt. But, yeah, boy, you could see it. It looked like a knuckleball floating at him.
Tight formation here for the Falcons. Shared it under center. Splitting out very wide. Antonio Solares Vite taking the snap, handing off on first down. No play action. Back out of the backfield in the flat and just scooped up there and taken down quickly by the Titans. On the tackle there is Adam Fuller.
Adam Fuller attacking that as if it was a wedge from, you know, 90 out to a green light flag. As Adam Fuller is a very good golfer for Luke Christie, too. So
he would have liked to have made that tackle in the third quarter, which brought to us by Fuller's Chem Dry. No, fourth quarter, excuse me, brought to us by Fuller's Chem Dry. So it's now second and 10 here for the Falcons. Rolling out Sheridan, now chased the other way and brought down for a loss. Titans just again. Too many guys back there. Rayburg in there along with Cassius Griffin to make the tackle for loss. And this can be third down at about 18 here for the Falcons.
Yeah, that was Rayburg coming from the left, Griffin coming from the right. They just met in the middle.
6:09 to play first half. Titans lead at 14-0, and we've got third and 17. I think they've got it on the scoreboard here for the Falcons from their own 25-yard line.
And it's just tough throwing this direction, I'm sure. Well, Sheridan threw a good bullet the last time.
He's got four wide receivers to choose from. He's back to pass. Gets a little time. Now has room to throw. Crossing the field and making the catch is Borges, but he's brought down short of the line to gain at the 35, so they've seen it eight more here on fourth down. That was a nice 9-yard gain.
Yeah. It was like Jack Fitzpatrick and the rest of the Titans' defensive backfield knew where the sticks were, just keeping things in front of them, allowing that catch, but making the sure tackle.
Yeah, so a nice open field tackle one-on-one there to bring him down. Fourth down, it looks like it'll be another punt. And Dumont standing on the 35 on the Titans side of the field. And that punt just goes a dribbler through the line. And they dive on it. And so it just gets to about the 46, still on the Falcons side of the field. First and 10 for the Titans there.
It's funny, a lot of the Dearborn fans are yelling, it's our ball. That punt just was a low line drive into the line, but I think it hit one of their own players first.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it hit a Titan player, does it have to go 10 yards to hit someone before it's in play? You couldn't just kick it right at a Titan and hope he fouls it. Anyway, it's all moot. It's Titan ball. 47-yard line, the official spot, with 5 minutes exactly to play here in the second quarter. Halftime coming up. We'll have the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA. Some movement on the Titan line, shifting. Giving to Cadell Williams on first down. He gets into that second level. Good tackle by the linebackers. They've had to make a lot of those on him tonight. He gets it out to the 40-yard line, and it'll be second down at about 3.
If Luma Christie doesn't go backwards with penalties, this feels almost like a question of, you know, just how much time will be left in the half when they punch it in. Sure has that feel to it.
It could certainly bring this half to a close. We got 4.5 to go in our second quarter for Prime Cuts. Over on Horton Road, if you haven't been, go check them out. They'll be open tomorrow. If you need a tri-tip for your grill or maybe some crab legs. Do you like crab legs, Brian?
I love crab legs.
So you strike me as a crab leg guy. A little end-around play to Marion Clay. Gets to the left sideline. He's got one guy to beat. Cuts it inside. Well blocked downfield, and it's a touchdown for the Titans. And Brian, it's not every team that you see 35, 40 yards downfield, sealing off defenders with blocks down there. Marion Clay didn't get touched much, and he's into the end zone. And that's about a 40-yard touchdown scamper for Clay with 4:04 to play, 20-0. Lumen Christie with the extra point coming up. The touchdown, as usual, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
And again, Steve, that's just Lumen just running it straight with Williams and Rayburg and Williams and Rayburg, and then that sets up that little end around for Clay.
snap is there, hold us down, kick is up, and we get some flags coming in on the extra point try. So it's offside call, it looks like, maybe against Divine Child.
Offsides against the Falcons is the call.
So I guess I'm not sure why that didn't count then.
So we'll just get another try.
I guess if you're Salazar, it's just one more chance to show off that leg. That kick went in, right? Am I missing something? Why didn't that just count?
They whistled before he kicked it, though,
okay.
I think.
Gotcha.
There's the snap. A little high this time, but he gets it. The kick is low. And still good. 21-0 Titans. 4:04 to play in the first half. When we come back, 30-second commercial break and another kickoff coming your way on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Here we go, 4:04 to play here in the first half. Titans lead at 21-0. Able to overcome some errors in this quarter to still lead it 21-0 in the kickoff. With the wind that is back, he sends that into the end zone, and it'll be 1st and 10 Falcons from the 20-yard line in their own territory.
Steve, we're on the Dearborn side, and it is a packed house, and the enthusiasm seems to have dwindled a little bit, except for the 382 little cheerleaders that have lined the track now.
Yeah, no shortage of elementary school, junior cheerleaders here, whatever, and always fun to see. And we're about to get I think they're about to start a cheer, actually, as we get ready for a first down. Timeout from the Falcons sideline here, and we'll take another 30-second break. 4:04 to play when we come back. 21-0, Lumen Christi leads on WKHM.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter in the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and after the timeout, Divine Child ready to come out here 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Shotgun and the snap go handoff, and a nice little run on first down for Divine Child out to the 28-yard line. 8 yards on first down, 2nd and 2.
Maybe the most successful offensive play from Divine Child. Coming out of that timeout, Lumen Christie's defense looked a little discombobulated. People were running on both sides of the field trying to figure out where they're supposed to be. We don't see that often.
It's a nice little run right in between the guard and the center. Took it into the middle. They give it off again, and he's going to get the first down distance. Take it out to the 32. Look for that official spot. Yeah, 31. But that's enough to move the chains and the little football movement here for Divine Child. They don't have time for a sustained kind of 5, 6, 7 yards per play drive. They're going to need to get something big here with the clock ticking down near 3 minutes.
Is that Divine Child's 2nd first down?
I think so. Shotgun here for Sheridan. Beatty in the backfield with him. 4 wide receivers, 2 to each side for Sheridan. He is going to throw. Pumps, now goes into the slot. And tackled at the 36-yard line on first down.
The man that made the interception earlier, Johnny Walters, with a sure tackle. Again, that Lumen Christi defensive backfield just looks like they're keeping things in front of them, and they think they don't have enough time either for these little short yard gains.
And now some movement on the Divine Child line is going to get a flag on second and five, so that'll make it second and 10, back to about the 31. 2.5 to play in the second quarter.
Yeah, Jack Bowman. I don't know if I've ever seen an offensive lineman look so disgusted at themselves for that. He grabbed his helmet in disgust. Just mad at himself.
Update from over at East Jackson. Michigan Center leads out with 35-0 with still about 10 minutes to play in the first half. Snap for Sheridan, hands off. A little inside run. So on second and 10, he got about six of them back there, and that'll make it third and manageable here. About 4 yards to gain for Divine Child, but the clock working against them now down to 2 minutes. Trailing 21-0. You'd love to put some points up before you go to the locker room here against the Titans and come out getting the football to start the second half. There's a snap, another handoff, Beatty, but he has to escape somebody in the backfield there. Brings him down, and no getting away from Isaac Rayburg. They'll take the loss. It'll bring up fourth down.
And I'm sure there's some Dearborn fans here wondering, like, man, with the time ticking out, why aren't we throwing the ball? They are going into the wind, you know, and they don't want to give it back to Lumen with a couple right. minutes to go and be down 28-0, so I kind of understand this.
And this will get down in almost to a minute before they'll kick it away. They might even use our last time out here to get it, the play clock down as low as they can before they punt it. And they have not come up to the line of scrimmage yet, so maybe they're going to run an offensive play.
Boy, you got to believe, with still a minute to go, you'd hate to give it to Lumen on the plus side of the football field.
And we get it down under a minute now, and there's the timeout. We'll keep it here. Mention some of our sponsors: Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Ghost Energy. I had the Swedish fish flavor tonight. They've got a new Welch's grape juice flavor, Ryan. That's been the new hotness recently.
But you haven't tried it.
I have. No, I've had a few of them. I've had a few of them. But I go variety, so it might seem to you like I have a lot of Swedish fish.
A lot of citrus.
But I have a lot of citrus during the week, and I had blue raspberry sour patch this morning. Football day is the only day I have two in the day.
Okay.
I like to start my morning with a Ghost Energy drink. No sugar, no artificial colors, legendary energy and epic focus.
All right.
And that's how I can be so energetic and focused during the broadcast.
Does it go well with the snack you brought?
Wow. I didn't have time to go to the snack store because I had to make sure my broadcast partner was going to be able to make it. This is a punt here out of the timeout as anticipated. It's a low liner, and it takes a nice Divine Child roll. Titans didn't even send anybody back to return, so it'll settle at the 22 with 44 seconds to go here till the halftime break. Titans, I think, might go out and snap one, let the clock run out, and go to the locker room.
Although, boy, when you have Cadell Williams, I might think go ahead and hand one off to him out wide and see what he can do. Give it one chance.
21-0 Lumen Christi. We're in the second quarter. Coming up to halftime, we'll go over the first quarter action, and we'll also break for the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. Update you on every score that we can get. Including Tigers and, for you, the Royals, I guess.
Oh, you bet. Playoff-bound Royals, I'm hoping.
Well, GLC has given us, like, inning-to-inning updates and who's pitching and whatnot. So Tigers looks like they might already have gotten into the bullpen for their opponent, White Sox. Handoff, they do give it off on first down. Not a lot of room there for Rayburg to operate. He gets about 2 second down and 8:32 seconds on the clock and running.
Probably going to see one more snap, and that's going to be it.
Titans huddled up. 13.8 seconds and running down 10 seconds. Halftime show here for the Divine Child Falcons band. I may have to put that extra layer back on, Brian, as the wind has picked up and it's cooled down a couple degrees as the sun goes down. Beautiful sunset here, by the way, in the end zone here. We go to the halftime, 21-0 Titans, three-minute break, and we'll be back here as Lumen Christi, a three-score lead over the Falcons on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. All Lumen Christi in the first half, 21-0. But Brian, it felt like it could have been a bigger Titan advantage. Too many mistakes there in the second quarter. A couple big penalties that cost them big plays and a turnover. So it could be 28, could be 35, nothing. Honestly, I think the difference, Divine Child does not move the football well. So whatever they're doing in the halftime locker room, it's got to be talking about, we played okay defense. The defense wasn't atrocious, but if we can't score, what it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you know, you're right, their defense wasn't atrocious, but at the same time, they didn't really stop Lumen's offense. Lumen's offense stopped right themselves when there was a stop.
Yeah, so it still looks like Lumen well in control of this one. And the first half kind of went how we anticipated. Couple long possessions for the Titans. They limited how many tries Divine Child was even going to have. And so 21-0 is where we stand here at the half. couple touchdown runs. Cadell Williams, three-yarder and a two-yarder, and then a 40-yarder from Marion Clay on an end-around. That's the plays that got us the points. Cadell Williams was the feature back, as we anticipated. He was probably good. We don't have the numbers here, but good for about 5-6 yards of carry.
Yeah, and both touchdowns, as you mentioned, from Williams, a couple short runs. Both, however, set up by a couple big plays, including maybe the biggest play. What was it, 3rd and 17?
20. I would say 21.
Big play. Wes Learn came down with a 50-50 ball where he just went up and got it. And then the second Williams run set up by a big 28-yard run from Crowley that put it down to the, you know, two. We thought it was the half-yard line, but eventually marked it at the two.
And we were talking about the play calling from the Titans. A lot of, as we said, they go right at you and you know what's coming. As a matter of fact, I talked to a coach from another school who said that exact same thing. He said, we know that they run three plays regularly and we know it. Still can't do anything about it. And so when you just think, okay, we've got it. We know how to stop these three plays. All right, here's a play action bootleg to the quarterback for 28 yards.
Yeah.
And Crowley executes that beautifully. Great. Just ball move where he fakes a handoff. You don't know where the ball is, and he's holding it, and he's hiding it, and then he's scampering down the field. And Crowley is very athletic. You don't expect him to be that athletic, but he is. He's quick. He's strong. So, yeah, just deceptively. I mean, we think of, like, the Joe Lathers of the world.
Yeah.
Who he was a – that was the first thing you'd say is how athletic he was. Crowley, we say, he's got a good arm. He's, you know, he's got a – he's brainy. He still has that athleticism.
He does. And you correct me if I'm wrong, too. We talked about people knowing what's coming, and we kind of know what's coming. But I believe maybe there were four plays that weren't just their staple handoff plays.
Yeah.
And all four were successful. We had the Cash Kalahar catch, the Clay run, the Crowley run, and the Wes Learn catch. So
yeah.
I believe four plays that weren't just Williams or Rayburn handoffs, and all four successful because the other team was keying on.
Exactly. And that's the whole line about the play calling, because those plays, the different plays, when they start, they look like what the player expecting. You know, they call that at the perfect time, and you're lulled into sleep thinking it's going to be that play you just saw last time, and then all of a sudden they're throwing it over your head and one-on-one coverage on a jump ball, and Wes Learn's making a big play on it. So, yeah, I don't want to gush about how good Lumen Christi is, but it's easy to do because they are very good.
Yeah, it's games like this where it's easy to be talking about them being that good.
And this isn't a bad Divine Child team. They won three straight games. They come in here with a 3-1 record in the Titans League, and so you expect them to come out, put up a battle, and they've put up an effort, but it just hasn't been enough. Lumen's been good enough to make the play, so it's just still a fun game to watch, even with a 21-0 score. We got to take a break here on the halftime. Let's get a 2-minute break, and we'll bring you the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA. Again, the Titans lead it here 21-0 over Divine Child on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
11 years and counting on the NFHS Network, and a wild shootout in DeWitt. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. High school games from across Michigan at all levels have been broadcast on the NFHS Network for more than 11 years now. That's more than 175,000 games from more than 600 high schools in the state. Last year alone, more than 50,000 events aired on the NFHS Network. The oldest game available to watch on demand is from August 30th, 2013, a varsity football matchup between Adrian and Carleton Airport, the game Adrian won 26-7. In addition to tons of regular season contests, the NFHS Network is home to MHSAA postseason events. This fall, the football, soccer, and volleyball playoffs are all available, as well as the cross-country and swimming and diving finals. In the winter, basketball, competitive cheer, gymnastics, ice hockey, and wrestling is all on, followed by baseball, lacrosse, soccer, softball, and track and field in the spring. Monthly and annual subscriptions are available, with a portion of your subscription fee going back to the school you designate. But you can watch any game from any high school in the country, including all past games that are available. Can't make it out to a game in person? Support your favorite school by watching them on the NFHS Network. Go to NFHSnetwork.com to sign up and watch. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Birmingham Groves' Teddy Abbott. He had three interceptions in one quarter, including a pick six and a 35-7 win over Rochester. Abbott becomes just the fourth player in MHSAA history with three interceptions in a single quarter. Okemos golfer Elena Lee, she fired a school record 64 to claim the individual medalist honors at the CAAC Open. She also helped her team to a school record team score and team title. And at Kingsford's Gavin Grandin, he had an 86-yard kickoff return for a touchdown as the Flivers knocked off Nagani, avenging last season's loss to the Miners.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Let's talk tennis, specifically the rules around the net. First, tennis nets are 42 inches high at the post and 36 inches high in the center, and nets measure 42 feet wide. Players and their equipment cannot touch the net during a point. However, a player's follow-through can cross over the net if the ball was to hit the correct side of the court, but no part of the follow-through can touch the net. Also, the ball must completely cross the net before it can hit. If your opponent hits a high lob and you are standing at the net ready to smash a return, you must wait until the ball is completely over the net before hitting it. Making contact with the net during a play or hitting the ball before it's over the net results in a loss of a point.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. If you like touchdowns and not a ton of tackling, then DeWitt versus Hurricane last Friday was the game for you. Hurricane made the 6.5-hour bus ride up from West Virginia to take on the Panthers, and when it was done, the record book needed work. DeWitt won 70-63. Yes, there were 19 total touchdowns scored in this one. That's a touchdown every 2.5 minutes. The game was tied 7 times, and there were 7 lead changes. Hurricane jumped in front on the game's first play, a 90-yard touchdown pass. DeWitt battled back to take a 21-20 lead after the first quarter. It was tied at 35 at half, tied at 49 after 3, and both teams had fourth quarter leads. DeWitt's Elliot Larner ran for 279 yards, a new school record, and 5 touchdowns. The 70 points is a new school record, set just 3 weeks after scoring 69 in a season-opening win against Hazlitt. And on the other end of the scoring spectrum last week, Midland Dow knocked off Bay City Western 3-2. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union. Keeps a membership up where they. Membership up where they. Keeps a membership up where they belong.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our 2 ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, a big shout-out back in the studio to our executive producer tonight, Luke Moorhead. Make sure you tune him in tomorrow morning on the Sports Saturday program, 9 o'clock, and then we'll have Harvest Solar for you, and of course at 11 o'clock, the pregame for you. Your University of Michigan Wolverines and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Should be a good tilt. Chance for Michigan to make it 2 in a row and get back in the win column a couple times. That'll be a tough one, but they're all tough in the Big Ten at this point.
Yeah, and boy, it just feels like things are going to be tough for Michigan this year, too. Going to rely a lot on some running.
Yeah, right. Good thing they've got a couple guys who seem capable of carrying that running game if everybody stays healthy.
Seems to work for this Lumen Christi team, Steve.
They don't have a problem with that. I'll tell you what, if Timmy Crowley was back there throwing passes, I might like that a little better than Alex Orji when it comes to the throwing portion, you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Titans lead at 21-0 here as we get into the third quarter. Third quarter brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center on Spring Arbor Road. They'll be open a little bit for you on Saturday, too, if you got some projects you want to do. Get those things done. Turned into a lovely night here. The breeze even feels like it died down a little. Maybe I'm just not paying attention, but...
Or you're just not wearing that crop top you had on for the first half.
Yeah, I did go to the long sleeve. McKibben Media Group long sleeve. And Titans will kick it off. Divine Chow trailing by 3 scores, but with the football to start the second half. Tigers with a 2-1 lead at my last update. Can clinch a playoff berth tonight. Kick goes over the return man's head and into the end zone, and so Divine Child will have a first and 10 from their 20-yard line. What a halftime here, by the way, at Divine Child. We got the band, we had the cheerleaders, and then we had the POM team with a routine, and my personal favorite was the dance from the Thriller video from Michael Jackson by the Flat Corps for the Divine Child Marching Band.
Yeah, I'm not a POM team aficionado, but what I saw seemed to be the best I've seen.
Yeah, one out of one. First down for the Falcons, handoff, and a little dancing in the backfield to try to stay on his feet, but the Titans, you feel like you get away from a guy and you might have some room to run, but they always have reinforcements, so it's no gain on first down.
Yeah, he had room to run, but it was right in Andy Matthews' arms, which means no gain usually.
I'd say running into his arms sounds like they're on a beach jump left into the air, but no, it was not anything romantic. It was definitely uncomfortable for the ball carrier there, Beattie. Second down, in motion across the formation, back to throw it, Sheridan. And he gets a little time, setting up a screen, picked off! What a play! Setting up a screen, Titans read it all the way, interception, and a touchdown return for Lumen Christie. What a play!
Steve, we saw that at Jackson High, too, where the defensive player sniffed out that screen and instead of pursuing the quarterback, just dropped back and picked that off. And Paul Sattler, just cerebral play.
What a play there for Sattler. Caught it, picked it out of the air, and essentially walked it into the end zone in the backfield there. So we're 45 seconds into the second quarter, and the Titans' lead is now at 27-0.
Andy Salazar is set to attempt the extra point for Lumen Christie.
A fourth extra point try here for Salazar. And the kick is through. 28-0 Lumen Christie. 30-second commercial break, and they'll kick it back off to Divine Child when we return on WKHM next.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 28-0 Lumen Christie. We did get some out-of-town scores here. Ypsilanti with a 6-0 lead over Jackson at the half on the road there for the Vikings. Leslie with a 32-16 lead against Manchester. And Western Oliver Coldwater right now, 42-0. Coldwater, of course, lost to Northwest in comeback style last week. And now 42-0 down to Western. That one will be over soon with the running clock. The kickoff for Salazar again goes through the end zone. Kicking that way for Salazar is right with the wind. That's like when you step up to the elevated tee at like a par 5 and, you know, you got a little wind. He's letting loose with that one.
Yeah, like your Joey Badal.
Yeah.
Elevated tee. And,
you know you're a big hitter.
Yeah.
He probably, does he hit a big drive and then pull out some of that delicious beef jerky from Prime Cuts?
But if he doesn't, he's missing a big pot pie.
Yeah. There's a handoff and bouncing outside. There's a nice run on first down for Divine Child. He's going to get brought down at about the 15-yard line. 16, so we'll call it second down and 4 for Divine Child. And they did get that running game going a little bit at the end of the second half, kind of ran out of time and had to go to the air and make some different plays. Here they have time to, let's march it. Let's see if we can, you know, have a long possession and figure out what we'll do with the clock later, but we got to put some points up or else we're going to have a running clock and go home early tonight.
Yep. In that first half, as you mentioned, they did move it a bit, but I think Lumen was just kind of keeping things in front of them, not giving up anything big.
In motion across the formation, they give it up in the backfield, slips a tackle into the secondary, and there's the biggest gain of the night, I think, for Divine Child out to the 40-yard line. And they'll make it first and 10 for the Falcons. That was a nice individual effort by the runner on the play.
Yeah, that was Marcella Vitti again.
Marcella Vitti.
That's true.
Your accent is You're not Italian.
I need to brush up on my Italian.
Haynes has got to be German, right? Is that Dutch?
Your grandma was Dutch.
Hand off on first down here. Not as big a play as the last two, but still positive yardage for Divine Child. They'll make it to the 45. Second down and about seven here. 9:54 to play. We're in the second half, third quarter, brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Still time to do some of those upcoming projects. I see next week we got Wednesday, Thursday is going to be sunny, and Wednesday upper 60s, but Thursday low to mid 70s. So
isn't it crazy? October is approaching, and boy, have we even had a day under 65?
No,
I feel like it stayed warm.
Yeah, but I feel like when it turns, it's going to turn quick. We might even get like an ice storm or something. That's a terrible prediction, but watch for it. Sheridan rolling out to throw.
Oh.
And we get a flag in before he's chased out of bounds and knocked out of bounds. So we'll see what that flag is for. But with 9:20 to go, 28-0 Titans, and it looks like it might be third down and long here for the Falcons, depending on the penalty, because it seems like it might be where you'd call a holding or something in the backfield.
Yeah, and I think that'll just be declined. And boy, Sheridan paid a price, too. Did another late flag come out?
That is a hold. That's declined. Third down. Just the one, I guess.
Okay.
Loss of three on the play. It'll be third down and 11. Ball spot at the 39.
Yeah, and here's where Lumen Christie, I know 28-0, you feel comfortable about things, but you kind of want to get that stop, get in, and maybe get this to be a running clock, because you start playing long game, you know, you want to get some the bench guys in there.
Now we have some signs on the play here for the Falcons, uncertain about the play call. At third, about 12 here from the 39 in their own side of the field. They set up a screen. This time it's not intercepted. Vitti has to break a tackle. He gets to the original line of scrimmage and then maybe another yard. It'll bring up fourth and nine here for the Falcons.
Yeah, and I don't, boy, it appears like they might just be leaving. Okay, here comes the punt team. I was going to say, it took them a second. One of the Falcons' biggest plays was a punt earlier to DeMont with the wind blowing in this direction.
Which ultimately didn't hurt the Titans, but rolling up. Now he's keeping a little fake. Now he'll punt it. Thought maybe he had a chance at it. The low liner does roll a Falcons' direction, bounced inside the 40, and now rolls down to the 31. That's where the Titans will get the ball. Now with 8:03 to play in the third quarter, 28-0 Lumen Christie. Third quarter for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center.
A 28-yard punt and roll.
Do you have any big projects that you need to get done?
I have some that I should get done, but I won't.
I'm constantly doing things around the house. Mr. Project is my nickname.
Is that? Yeah. It seems like your style.
Just super crafty I am.
Somehow you still manage to play a lot of golf. Not with me, but you do play golf. First and 10 Titans from their own 31-yard line. High formation. Crowley still in it. Quarterback, and he gives to Cadell Williams. Tripped up in the backfield. I'm not sure if that was maybe one of his guys got pushed back into his feet and slid out from under him. So they lose a yard. They'll put it back to the line of scrimmage.
Do we get to give Rayburg credit for a tackle, too?
I don't know if that was him.
I think it was Rayburg that kind of got blocked into Williams. About the first time I think we've seen Williams not get at least 5 yards.
I think he was surprised even.
Yeah.
Second down and 10, Titans, 31-yard line. Clock running at 7:52, and now, oh, we do have a flag on the play.
Unsportsmanlike
against both sides, offsetting, so it'll stay second and 10. I didn't see any flags come out. Looks like they just came over and told us about it.
Yeah.
Second down.
He didn't want to waste time with the flags. He just said, come on, guys, knock it off.
Crowley coming from the sideline with the play for the Titans, leading 28-0. Lumen Christie, we have, I think, four in a row starting tonight with the Titans. Just a good schedule for Lumen, and they're all home games here coming up. So we'll stick with the Titans and find ourselves out at their fine stadium. A little inside, kind of a pitch play to Tom Dumont on the play. Ooh. Or Josh Dumont, excuse me. And Josh with a tough tackle. Gets some good yardage there down to the 39. That'll make it third down at about 2. Just kind of a cool shovel almost pass to Dumont coming inside the formation. Nice gain there and a good tackle by the linebacker.
Kind of got a little Dearborn fans on their feet with that Marcello VD tackle because he threw Dumont to the ground. You don't see that very often.
No, not like that. 6:50 to play, third quarter, 28-0 Titans. Third down and 2 here for Lumen. Cadell Williams, the deep back. 2 blockers there in the backfield with him. He takes it, follows the blockers, gets the yard, 2 yards. Got 3 before he's brought down. That'll move the chains. First and 10, Titans, no flags. So 6:35 to play. The clock will start when they set the ball, and Lumen moves it for a fresh set of downs.
Steve, that was an impressive run because you sometimes see teams load, you know, if they load 9 guys in the box, that's a heavy box, but there were 12 in the box.
Everybody. There, was,
if Williams got through that first line, he was gone. There was nobody back.
Yep. And again, I don't think the Divine Child defense has been bad. I just think Lumen's offensive line is so good right now that they just, you can't help but give up 5 yards. In motion, back to throw. Crowley, he's under pressure, gets the throw away, and if he could have gotten enough on it, Kalahar had to step on the defender, but immediate penetration there from the Divine Child defense. Nice pass rush there. And so it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, I think Kaluma coaching staff saw what I just saw with just the entire Dearborn team selling out for the run.
Yep.
And, you know, that is going to be tough sledding, even for Cadell Williams.
And this is where you might see Crowley with a little hard count or something. Just okay,
yeah.
Well, you know, we'll give you a second to pause here and have to think twice about that all-out blitz.
That's a great call, especially right here.
Takes the snap out of the shotgun, pitches to Williams to the outside, turns it in, and he's got the 10 yards into Divine Child territory. Stopped at the 46-yard line, first and 10 Titans there. And again, now we're seeing almost them go a little deeper in the playbook, Brian. A lot of that I formation in the first half, but they empty the backfield there in a shotgun, and still they end up with a nice power run for Cadell Williams.
Yeah, they might have to do something a little outside because, as we say, there's at least 8 guys crowding that line right now. For the Lumen team, though, that almost feels like a challenge that they'd like to just meet.
Yeah, I formation here. They give it to Rayburg on that halfback dive, and he's going to get about 7, maybe 8 on the play. I'll call it 8 yards here. Second down and 2 for the Titans after the Isaac Rayburg rumble. He was moonwalking for part of that.
Yeah.
4:58 to play here. Third quarter.
Right now that Lumen team almost feels like a boxer that just knows they're better than the other opponent, and they did just take a little punch in the nose just to kind of make them angry.
Yeah.
These last few plays, they've run with a little edge to them.
Early third quarter, Jackson High and Ypsilanti tied at 6. Crowley under center here, offset eye. Saunders in motion, goes to the right side. They pitch it out to Cadell on that side of the line. Gets to the edge, shrugs off a tackle, stays on his feet. Now turn it back into the middle of the field, reversing field all the way to the other hash. Going to the sideline, he's got a couple blockers, turns it inside and out to the 10, maybe the 9-yard line. And Cadell Williams, they had him bottled up on the opposite sideline. Brian, he stayed on his feet, brought it all the way back to the sideline here right in front of us. Takes it down to the 9-yard line, first to goal for Lumen Christie.
And now sometimes some of his runs are due to not being touched for a while. That was Cadell. That was all Cadell.
But again, by the time he's running to this sideline, he's got 2 blockers still there working the field for him. So that's great commitment to the blocking by the receivers, the ends, and, of course, that offensive line for Lumen Christie. With 3:50 to play in the third, this drive has eaten up a big portion of the clock, and a 28-0 lead for the Titans could be 35 shortly here. First and goal. They give it to Rayburg into the middle of the line. He takes it down inside the five to about the three. He's looking for the spot. No spot on the five there. 3.5 to play in the third, and Titans will have second and goal from the 5-yard line. We get Tigers update, Brian?
I think Tigers might be up 4-1.
All right.
4-1, yeah. 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Runners on first and third with one out.
Coach Aldrich with that update for us. Titans come out here, second and goal. 2:51 to play in the third. Two receivers to the right for Crowley. Cadell is the deep back. Play action rollout for Crowley. Throws it into right into, looks like maybe the fullback had popped out there, and they get it into the end zone. So touchdown pass for Crowley of 5 yards. And J.J. Brown with a catch for the touchdown.
And again, if your name's J.J. Brown, you have to score touchdown because
touchdown
J.J. Brown, yeah.
Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our touchdown sponsor, always on time or you don't pay a dime. You know they like rhyming. Downtown J.J. Brown with the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown. Extra point try here for Salazar. We'll make it 35-0 Titans because, as you said, he's automatic. 2:40 to play. Good hold. I didn't jinx him on that when he made it, and that's good. We'll take a 30-second break and kick it off again when we come back. Titans lead at 35-0 on WKHM.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Salazar going to kick it off again here to the waiting Divine Child Falcons. Knocked some dirt off of his shoe there, off his cleat. A little slow approach. There's the kick, and this is the end where he usually kicks it through the end zone with the wind at his back. That one bounced about 8 yards deep.
I thought that might be good.
20-yard first down here for Dearborn Divine Child, the Falcons.
Steve, you mentioned 35-0. Now the clock's going to get ticking quickly. So if you want to get... as a listener,
is it 35 or 42?
I think 35.
That's what I thought, too. We'll see it. 2:40 right now, it stopped, but once it gets going, it stays going. So that cuts down on your opportunities for Divine Child. You know, you'd like to come out here and put together a little offensive drive and put some points up, whatever the outcome of the game is, win-loss.
Well, bigger than that, it cuts down opportunity for our fans to listen to us.
Yeah. Vidi taking the carry to the right sideline, dodging some tackles, would-be tacklers. Makes it a 7-yard gain, and he's shown some elusiveness. He's got that. You ever seen you watch a boxing match, and one guy's swinging, and then the other guy's just dodging? Oh, he seems like he knows right where the punch is going, so it misses him. That's how it was. Beattie, like a really good boxer, dodging punches, although they still managed to bring him down before he moved the chains. But second down and 2 sounds good enough for them. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third.
Yeah, Vitti's been one of the lone bright spots for Divine Child right now.
The play action fake it to him, a little slant route, and knocked away. Good coverage by the Titans. Intended receiver on the play was Antonio Solares Vitti. I got to make sure that we mention that Marcello Vitti is the guy we were talking about before. This is a different Vitti who didn't make that catch.
With the coverage for Lou and Christie, that'll bring up
third down. Probably, I bet they all live where this Divine Child school, the stadium's right in the middle of this neighborhood. They probably live a couple houses away, all of them.
I bet the Vitti family just comes here and plays it the weekends.
Yeah, right. Hand off to Marcello. He bounces it to the outside. He's going to get another gain. That's going to be first down for the Falcons. Marshall Abidias carry to the 23-yard line. First and 10. Falcons.
You know, I talked about bright spot. I will say the freshman, that Drew Sheridan, is a quarterback. I mean, you can see that he's promising.
Yeah,
a good arm.
The one mistake trying to make something out of nothing on the interception, but other than that, he hasn't hurt him. He looks pretty spry, so if they need to call a run play for him, they can. He's done a good job of kind of avoiding the blitz when they do ask him to throw. And on this play, he's going to hand it off. You get about a yard brought down for short gain. Second down, let's call it 8 yards here for the Falcons. Abraham on the carry.
Sean Wilicki tackle.
Third quarter again for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. The smartest way to do your homework, Spring Arbor Lumber. We're going to run out of time here on our third quarter, and we'll head down to the fourth quarter, 12 seconds, and I don't think they're going to be able to line up and take a snap, so let's wrap it up. 35-0 Titans, 60-second commercial break, and it is second down and 8 when we come back for the Falcons on WKHM.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, fourth quarter ready to get started here. It's brought to you by Fuller's Chem Dry, also the proprietors at Schlenker's. I don't like to mention them because I immediately get hungry. I don't know, I can't get Schlenker's at 11 o'clock or whatever time we get back to Jackson from Dearborn tonight.
Wonder if they'd stay open for us.
Third down. Sacked by the Titans. Looks like we might get another Divine Child punt here. The clock starts and stays running.
Sheridan is brought down behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, this might be a night where Dearborn wants to not remember the Titans. I'd like to maybe forget the Titans visit here tonight.
The sequel to Remember the Titans. Forget the Titans.
Block out the Titans. Be a great movie.
Starring Timmy Crowley, Cadell Williams. Gosh, we've had some good Wes Learned. Big play Wes Learned. Punt coming. That's a nice kick. Fielded fair caught by Josh Dumont at the 42. And 10:33 to play. Titans will take over, 35-0 lead. I think we'll get some backup sightings here, including maybe a backup QB would be my guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the numbers right now.
Yeah, I'm expecting Benny Gaston to go in there and take some snaps. And that is the case.
Sophomore quarterback, getting some experience.
Saw quite a bit of him on the baseball field in the spring. He hands off to the fullback on first down, and he'll take it out to the 45-yard line. About 3 yards on first down, second and 7 for the Titans.
Did you get a number who that was? Rayburg.
No, I think that's, I'll say, yeah, the announcer got it before I did. Kenyon Bushinski on the carry. And I can't spot Brent from here. Can you?
I can't spot him, but I can see him. And hear him.
All of our touchdowns tonight for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Brent Buczynski will be glad we mentioned that. Fuller's ChemDry, our fourth quarter sponsor, is guest and hands off to Marion Clay. Bounces to the outside. He's going to get the first down. Get a flag coming in at the end of the play, real late.
It is a flag on the play.
So we'll see. The spot's going to get into Falcons territory at the 48-yard line. And we'll see if that stands, though, with the flag coming in late in the play. It looks like they're ready to walk off 10 yards maybe for a hold.
And that's a flag thrown by a guy that has no Friday plans. I mean, why throw that at this point? Clock's ticking. 9:20 to go, running clock. No one's going to call that out if he wants to go.
Oh, personal foul. Face mask was a call. A little more than I expected.
I guess you get a handful of face masks, you kind of have to.
For the safety of the players.
Yep. We're all about following rules and safety, as we mentioned earlier.
It's all the way back to the 30-yard line now. So that makes it second down in 30 yards or so. That's what they have on the scoreboard. It's not exactly 30, but give or take. Gaston rolling out to throw. And he had a man in the flat there. It was Buczynski, and it's dropped. Maybe a little high, but it hit his hands. Third down and 30 for Lumen Christie. 8:47, and the clock running, as we mentioned, the 35-0 Titan lead in the running clock.
I know you hear receivers say, if it hits your hands, you should catch it. That would have been a really good catch by Buczynski.
Right. Kind of a one-hander.
Yeah. That would have been Sports Center material.
Yep.
Or at least the sports talk show tomorrow morning at 9.
Yeah, Sports Saturday with Luke Moorhead. There's a pitch out to Clay on the third and long. I think he wants to get it back. Splits away from the defense. What a run by Clay. Great footwork on the sideline. They get it up to the 48. It's not going to get them to move the chains, but it makes it gettable here on fourth down. What a run by Clay there.
Oh, he's got some glide to him, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's the exact word for it. Fourth down, and we'll say 4 yards. 5, 4. 7:50 to play in this one, fourth quarter, 4. Fuller's Kendra. I say 2-4. The post game, our player of the game, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson.
It's kind of up for grabs.
Yeah, we'll have to. There will be some sort of discussion. Other sponsors include Tom Coffee Soft Water, Able Heating and Cooling, Gaston running the play clock down as we get to 7:26 under center on the fourth down play, and there's a timeout going to come from the Titans sideline.
Kind of makes me think they're going to punt. Kind of figured maybe might be the case anyway. They got to practice their punt coverage.
Keep it on the broadcast here. Some score updates come in. Right now, Ypsilanti leads Jackson High 14-6 in the fourth quarter there. Vikings in danger, dropping one on the road. Meanwhile, Tigers 4-1. Just four outs to go. Baltimore right now, 2-0 lead over Minnesota, which the Tigers win or the Minnesota loss gets the Tigers in. And Atlanta, 2-0 lead on Kansas City, so they're rooting for Baltimore right now because Minnesota loses. Whatever happens, Kansas City gets into the playoffs. Western with a 42-0 lead over Coldwater. Out-of-town scoreboard. We haven't got an update from Michigan Center in a while. Our last update was 42-0 with time to play in the second quarter. Michigan Center all over the Trojans.
And as a big Royals fan, there's no shame of just backing your way into the playoffs. You played a long season. Beep. You can get there anyway. Beep. How about the Tigers and Royals, though? Both teams, they predicted to come in last and second to last in the Central.
Yeah. Clay takes a handoff. He's got the first down distance on the 4th and 4 and moves it into Falcons territory. So the Titans will keep control of the football, keep the clock running here, and we'll all get home a little earlier tonight with 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Tell you what, I didn't think it was a bad drive out here to Dearborn. Good company on the car ride. Leslie right now 32-16 lead over Manchester.
Steve, back to Clay. You know, we've seen him in these minutes before, and his biggest fault as a running back is that he's just behind Rayburg and Williams.
Yeah.
That's it.
They fake it to Clay and give it to Bashinsky on the dive. And he gets it past the 45 down to the 44. Second down and 5.5 here for the Titans.
A gain of 5 on the play.
Kenyon Bashinsky on that carry there. And I'm sure I'll see Brent Sunday. And I'm sure I'll see many Titans Titans supporters. Ken Dillon Memorial Golf Outing out of Anchored Hills. Sunday morning annual event. Ken Dillon, of course, legendary leader here at Lumen Christi.
I think I'm supposed to golf with Brent next Wednesday, so we'll both be seeing Brent.
They're very good. Highly anticipated appearance. I bet I won't see him much more than at the starter house. But they give it on second down, no gain, and it'll bring up third and about 4.5.
Tell you what, Brent's boy Kenyon, he's another guy that you put him at another school in the area,
yeah,
he'd be a solid running back. Just buried in the depth chart behind these talented Titans.
Yeah, no, I mean, Clay's maybe even ahead of schedule for the kind of ball carrying skills he's showing as a junior. That's a guy you like to have waiting in the wings for next year's squad. And of course, he's going to be fun to watch on the hoops court too.
Yep.
We'll look forward to seeing the Titans a couple times this winter. I formation pitch out, this time a new ball carrier in the backfield. He's going to lose a couple yards, take it to the sideline, and that is Nolan Huff on the carry.
Nolan Huff, the ball carrier, driven out of bounds by Will Anders for a
4:55 to play here, fourth quarter, 35-0 Titans lead. Fourth quarter brought to you by Fuller's Chem Dry, Schlenkers.
Dearborn defense kind of took Nolan out to the sidelines, kind of in a huff.
Fourth down and 8. Ball spotted at the Divine Child 42.
It's fourth down 8 to gain for the Titans as we get down to about 4.5. I'll get Benny Gasson at quarterback now. And it looks like Marion Clay's back into the game in the backfield for the Titans, fourth and 8. And he'll take the handoff. Bumped into the one of his linemen there, and so he'll only get maybe a half a yard. Titans will turn it over on downs as the clock runs down inside of 4 minutes here while the Divine Child offense moves into the fray on the field.
Like he ran into the back of Matt Dubois. We like to mention some of the offensive linemen at times.
First down and 10, Divine Child. Ball spotted on the 42.
Napoleon Grass Lake right now, Pirates 22, Warriors 11. Though Grass Lake in the red zone looking to cut into that lead. Back to throw, back up QB, and he threw it a little low. So it looks like Divine Child's gone a little deeper into their roster as well. Taking the snap on that play anyway was Noah Alekov pitch. I'm sure that's wrong. I apologize, Noah, to your family.
Yeah, we noticed there are some tough names on the Divine Child roster.
Takes the snap. Kind of an option play, kept it, but maybe just tucked it in because there were a bunch of Titans in the backfield with him. Under 3 minutes now, 35-0 Titans, and that'll be third down at about 12 here, 13 for Divine Child from their own 39-yard line. They took over on downs after a failed fourth down conversion attempt by the Titans.
Steve, we talk about eyeball tests. That tackle there was made by junior Keegan Grandy, and as he marched off the field, that's a big kid, too. I mean, there's just one after another.
Something in the water or something, this new generation of big kids. Three receivers to the left for the quarterback, and he'll go out throwing a little high. Intended receiver on the play there for Michael DeSalvo.
Michael DeSalvo, the intended receiver.
And we're down to the 2 minute mark here, fourth down for the Falcons. Again, 35-0 Titans if you're just joining us. Turn it over to the Tigers game. Fox Sports 101.9 FM trying to clinch a playoff spot. We got a blowout here. We're going to wrap it up, and we'll have a short post game, really, when this is all said and done. I got to be honest, Brian, I was anticipating a little closer of a contest, but Lumen came out and executed really well. Save, they had a, some issues in the second quarter, and they almost just gave up a touchdown there. That one was a little bit outside of the wide receiver's reach, but he was all alone back there. And that was a pretty good gun on the backup QB there. We did get a flag coming in late in the play.
Yeah, that ball traveled 40 yards in the air, even over through the wide open receiver. Had a little wind-aided toss, though.
Illegal forward pass against the Falcons. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a turnover on downs.
Interesting. Did he get over the line of scrimmage?
That's what they're saying, and it's going to, I'm guessing, be three knees in victory formation for Lumen.
1 minute, 20 seconds. Titans get it back on turnover on downs. First and 10 from their opponent's 39-yard line. 6:35, nothing will be our final. It'll be the first time ever that the Titans scored in a situation like this. As we get down to a minute, let's go ahead and now we'll take it down to the clock wraps up. Thank you again to Ghost Energy, the official energy drink of our broadcast, County National Bank, the Sykes Group, and Morgan Stanley, former standout Titan player Casey Sykes, the Sykes Group, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Fuller's ChemDry, our fourth quarter sponsor, Wolverine Seal Coating. We'll be rooting for the Wolverines tomorrow against Minnesota. Of course, you're a Royals fan. I'm a Tigers fan. We're both Lions fans, aren't we?
I mean, I don't mind the Lions.
You don't mind, but
yeah, I'm not a big fan. I mean,
not an NFL like big rooter.
Yeah, I don't have a. I'm kind of a fantasy football guy, or kind of go where my money goes, right?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So,
but we are Wolverines fans.
We are. Well, we have that in common.
So we can both root for Michigan. As this one wraps up, they get the handshake line going. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back short post game. We'll get your player of the game for industrial seal treating and wrap things up from Dearborn Divine Child. Titans win at 35-0 on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter. In the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries, too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in-house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here. Titans win at 35-0. And the question we always ask, and we say it all the time, we go see a Lumen Christie Titans game, it's almost... At the beginning, you can almost say, let's give Cadell Williams player of the game and just kind of wrap that up and not worry about it. But in this case, he definitely earned it today. He carried the ball, made some big plays, a couple touchdowns under his belt, and he just looked unstoppable. And fortunately for the Titans, not too much of a fight put up by Dearborn Divine Child. And Titans win a 35-0 player of the game. Player of the game is sponsored by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Cadell Williams brought the heat to the game tonight. Thank you, Industrial Steel Treating, and Cadell Williams, great job. Good to have him back in the lineup. He had missed a couple games with a cast on his hand. Came back last week. They got a win. They come out and get a convincing win tonight, and Titans are rolling and on track to make another deep playoff run.
Yeah, Cadell is so talented that every game we do, we kind of look for maybe somebody else to give it to, so it's just not Cadell Williams. But
right.
You're right, tonight he earned it.
Tonight he was the guy. Some other great performances, interceptions, defensive plays, and such, but Cadell Williams is really the guy, and it was
did anybody make a couple close? Big plays that you can think of?
Big play, Wes Learned.
He did.
Nice reception, really. Yeah, it was great, that too, was because sometimes those plays happen on the opposite side of the field from us, but being on the visitor or the home side tonight, but the not Lumen Christi side, we got a really great visual of that catch by Wes Learned, and it really was impressive, the big catch on a big fourth down play that really set the tone for the Titans for the whole night to just be, you know, in control. All right, well, Divine Child now falls to 3-2 on the season, 0-1 in the league. They're next in action on the road at U of D Jesuit next week. Titans now 2-0 in the league, 4-1 on the season, and they're in action at home on Friday night against Toledo St. Francis, and that's where we'll be as well. So we'll talk to everybody next week. For now, let's see if we can't get to the car and catch the end of this Tigers game. And wish them good luck, and everybody have a great weekend. For Brian Haynes, the professor, and for Luke Moorhead, executive producer back in studio, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next Friday night.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.